Since the police killing of George Floyd, activists in New York City have held rallies, marches, teach-ins, and vigils against police brutality and systemic racism every single day for more than 100 days. These demonstrations have been overwhelmingly peaceful, but now protesters are decrying what they say is an unwarranted escalation of force by the NYPD. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports.
It started with a sudden call for a protest last Tuesday in Foley Square, responding to reports of a whistleblower complaint that alleged non-consensual hysterectomies and other gynecological procedures taking place at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Georgia. In the days that followed, protesters gathered at Foley Square each afternoon, and they say they were met by an increasingly militarized NYPD response. There were violent arrests Thursday, 22 overall. People were charged with obstructing governmental administration, spitting, resisting arrest, and weapons possession. Police charged one person with a bullhorn for not having a permit. The next day, police arrested 16 more protesters when they returned to Foley Square and tried to march. The escalation culminated on Saturday, when a group of protesters gathered in Times Square shortly after noon.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk,
dozens of police officers in riot gear and on bicycles blocked the protesters from entering the roadway. A standoff ensued, followed by more violent arrests. At a press conference this week, Derek West recalled being pinned to the ground by multiple officers.
Now they're dragging my face on the floor. I have three officers on top of me. One on his shoulder, on my head. Another one on my leg. Other one twisting my arm, feeling like he's about to dislocate my shoulder.
Luis Galilei was at the same press conference.
They put my back of my head into the sidewalk. After that, after I said I wasn't resisting, they then proceeded to put their knees on my back.
All told, 86 people were arrested that day. That's the most arrests in a single day at a protest since early June, when Mayor Bill de Blasio implemented a curfew. Police say they found no weapons. The arrests that day were for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and jaywalking. Gideon Oliver is an attorney with the National Lawyers Guild, whose members act as legal observers during protests. He says the last few days of arrests likely reflect a tactical shift by police, but he says learning about how or why this shift occurred is virtually impossible.
What's motivating those policy decisions, how they're being evaluated, you know, was this successful? Should we change something? None of those things are subject to any kind of public scrutiny.
A spokeswoman for the NYPD says they support the right to protest, but that's balanced with public safety. Over the weekend, she says, protesters were blocking traffic and the NYPD can't allow that. The mayor says no strategy change has been discussed with him. But protesters like Isaac Ortega see it as a deliberate effort to intimidate them.
The New York City Police Department should consider the precedent they set when they make it effectively illegal to protest.
Andrea Acevedo says it's unclear whether the NYPD will continue to block them from marching.
If they're going
to
keep arresting us for jaywalking every single time, we are going to continue doing it. We just want to make sure that the people are watching, that their tax money is going to arrest peaceful protesters instead of preventing crime.
Protesters say it shouldn't be up to the NYPD to decide who can march and when. While the anti-ICE protests were met with police crackdowns, others during that same time were allowed to take the streets. One for climate justice and one for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.